This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
This is Behind the Rose, where Bachelor Nation meets country music and everything in between. Here's your host, Blake Horseman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Behind the Rose podcast. I'm your host, Blake Horseman, here with my buddy, as usual, Eric Bradley. And we're going to recap episode... What episode are we on, dude? Like
five?
Five? Episode five. Clayton's season. I'm currently down in Tulum as we speak, but I am sober-ish. I'm a little hungover, but not too bad. Not too bad. So I have a lot to say about this episode, man. Before we get into it, though, God, this episode was crazy, honestly. Oh, so much to say. But before we get into it, let's chat about what we got coming up. And yeah, big weekend, actually. Big weekend this weekend.
Yeah. How is Tulum? How is San Joe and Noah, Abigail, Serena?
Yeah, got to hang. So first of all, I had no idea Joe and Noah and Abigail and Serena were all going to be here. I came down with a different group and I saw on like Thursday they were here when we got here. So that was not planned, but it was cool to catch up with them. It was cool to like actually see them like outside of like, I don't know, like I've only hung out with Serena for 5 seconds that one day in Chicago.
Yeah. Literally, like, they were there. They had one drink and left.
They had one drink and left. And I've hung out. We've obviously seen Noah and Abigail a lot, but It was cool to see them. They're freaking in love. I tell you what, man, they are happily engaged. Joe and Serena and Noah and Abigail too. I mean, they're not engaged, but they're super, super happy. It was fun to see him.
She's got him looking like a high school kid recording content now.
Oh, I know. You could always tell when a guy gets girlfriends because their content level goes up. Their content is A plus once you get a girlfriend.
He still looks so uncomfortable as Grandpa Joe would look.
Yeah. Oh no, it was fun. We just went to a little bar here, drank way too much. Yeah, it was fun. It's been a fun trip. Tulum's wild, guys.
Yeah,
it's
the jungle bars
buck.
Down there.
Yeah. Crazy, dude. Crazy.
Are insane.
The beach clubs, like, yeah, it's crazy down here, man. It's another level. But I like the vibe so much. Like, Everybody's just so happy and in a good mood. And it's just like, I don't know. It's pretty amazing in my life. If it wasn't insanely expensive.
You should take your shirt off for this so you see the body paint.
Yeah, I got some body you could actually see. Yeah,
I can see it just poke it out.
Yeah, you can see it poke it out. I do have some body paint. That's just my new thing now. Body paint's my new thing, apparently, and deep house music. So
should we expect to see that in Scottsdale and Austin this weekend?
Not even.
You're just going to have an open shirt.
Just an open body paint shirt
with glitter and paint.
Yeah. Honestly, body paint's cool. Fucking into it. But yeah, it's been a fun trip.
You're going to start wearing luchador masks too? And
yeah, the luchadors. There's a lot of that down here. I'm still here for 3 more days too, man. Whew. It's a long trip, man. 6 days in Tulum is a long time. But
yeah, that's a trip.
Coming back just in time. Hitting Scottsdale Friday. And into Austin on Saturday, baby, playing set at both. Super excited for both those. First of all, Scottsdale. Fucking Shooter McGavin
is
going to be
shooter.
There. That's awesome. I'm so excited. I've actually never met the guy, so I'm super excited for that. I forgot when we booked it that it's Waste Management Weekend. Yeah, Waste Management Weekend. So it's going to be fucking insane, honestly.
Yeah. We have some special guests for that one.
Insane.
I'm working on a couple guests.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, you don't need to know.
No, that'd be a fun in and out land at like fucking 3 p.m.
Literally, both shows just.
Yeah, both were in the city running. For less than 24 hours. Yeah,
I just hope. Yeah, I'm a little nervous about Austin. This is the exact same weekend as last year, But they just got hit with a storm. Apparently,
yeah, I got my DMs were full of people being like, "No, the ice storm's hitting now, so you should be good." I was like, "Oh, good."
Because I was just talking actually before we got on here with the Fairmont, the hotel that saved our lives last year.
Yeah, they did.
Trying to get us there again this year. Yeah, we wanted to maybe try to do something fun, play around a year, kind of glow up from last year.
A glow up, a city glow up in a year. No, everybody was saying it's snowing now, so we should be good. And it looks good, but
it looks like 60s this weekend. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is solid for, you know, February in Austin. So. Come on out to the Hot Chicken Scottsdale Friday, guys, and come on out to Summit Rooftop in Austin on Saturday. We'll see you out there. Fun little weekend this weekend. Busy, working hard, but it'll be good.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's get into this episode, man. Anything else? Or can we get in the episode?
Yeah.
Let's do it. All right. So guys, this episode was wild.
Let's congratulate Jared. They finally had a baby.
Yeah. It feels like Ashley's been pregnant for two years.
3 years.
But they finally had their baby. Congrats to them. By the way, I fucking love the name Dawson. I really like that name.
Great name.
Dawson Brady something.
Yeah, Brady.
Of course, he snuck Brady in there. On the day he officially retired, they had their baby.
Yeah, how fun. Well, he's wearing a Brady hoodie.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Not even dad. Brady. Yeah.
But congrats to those two. It's awesome. Yeah, it does feel like Ashley's been pregnant for way longer than 9 months. They must have announced it super early. Like, I guess I didn't notice, but they must have announced when she was like a month pregnant. Like,
I mean, we saw her in November at Ben's wedding. She was ready to pop, and this is just 3 months
already.
Later.
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy, but congrats. I feel like there's been like a little spike in babies in Bachelor Nation.
Yeah, Jen Sev.
Yeah, Jen's pregnant. Who else just had their baby? Oh, well, Kevin and Astrid. Yeah, I just feel like, I don't know why, but there's been a little spike in my... I mean, I guess I know why, quarantine and shit, but that'll happen. But yeah, congrats to them. And yeah, I think that's all. I can't think of any other big Bachelor Nation. It's been a slow week, I think, news-wise.
Yeah, I really haven't paid attention to much, really, to be honest.
It's been slow. No, it's been a slow week. I mean, I saw the big hangout. Blake Moynes and Greg
hung out. Oh, the LA crew. Yeah,
yeah, Nate, they hung out. Rodney. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that looked like fun. I'm happy for Blake. He's able to kind of get out of Canada where everything is shut down. I mean, can you imagine going through that rough of a public breakup and then not being able to leave your fucking house? Brutal, man. So I'm glad he got out of Canada and came down to the States.
Swiping right on everything at that
point. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I feel, you know, I'm happy for him. He got out, hung with the boys a little bit. So that was good.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into this episode. We're going to dig into, at least I want to dig into Shanae, because this might be, in my opinion, the biggest villain, the legitimate villain. Like, there's like reality. We talk about this reality TV villain, real life villain. I feel like she's the biggest real life villain we've ever had on the show. But that's not where we started. The episode starts, and I kind of forgot. Like, we ended last week before we even got to Serene's one-on-one. So that's crazy that this is like where it picks up.
What, there wasn't even a rose ceremony, right?
No, that's my point. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. We stopped after the group date.
Yeah,
because there was so much. Yep. There was so much shit. We stopped with her tossing the trophy into the pond.
Yeah,
or whatever it was. So yeah, we kind of pick up at the end of that, going into the next day, right?
Yeah,
we pick up with Serene's one on one
girls, and then a couple girls chatting, basically saying we need to figure out how to get her out. Like,
yeah, talking, which they have their work cut out for them. We'll be right back. But let's talk about Serene's date real quick. Serene's a sweetheart. You know, she's a sweetheart. I don't see any crazy chemistry between the two. Do you?
I do and I don't. Like, I feel like it's there. I just don't know if the physical part is there.
I don't think any of it's there. Because I just feel like they're talking in platitudes and like cliche lines. There's nothing substantial. That's a big word. Thank you.
I've never heard that from...
I just feel like there's nothing substantial. When they talk, like, I feel like it's just a bunch of cliches and like, you know, it's like, it's kind of, I'm not gonna lie. I thought that was a very, like, listen, it's pretty date and everything. She's great. But I thought that date was very boring and just like,
is it just plain. Like, do they have to have an amusement park date every year too?
Know,
every
right? season? Honestly though, that's one of my dream dates, just to have a fucking whole amusement park to yourself. That'd be awesome.
It is fun.
Yeah, that'd be amazing. But the lines, but, nothing.
But going to like what you just asked, he did mentioned though, he was like, I'm a little concerned if you've lost interest. So he, like, because we haven't seen anything because we've been overtaken with drama the last couple episodes.
And that is something that I think people don't realize. I've heard other leads talk about it. Like, I heard Pete talk about it recently. As a lead, you're very insecure. Like, you think these women aren't really into me. They're here for fucking clout and Instagram followers. You know, so that is something that I think, you know, it's like, oh great, one guy's dating 30 women, like, that is really cool, don't get me wrong. You know, like, I'm sure he feels good at times, but at the same time, like, there's a lot of insecurities. And I think Clayton Clayton had three girls leave night one, just fucking leave. Like, that doesn't
that's gonna mind fuck you a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. So I think he's going through that a little bit, and he expresses that to Serena on this date, and I don't know. I like I said, I like Serena. And the night portion of the date was great. They did have some awesome conversations. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I just feel like he doesn't light up the way he does with Rachel or Susie or Gabby or some of those girls, you know? So
yeah, very true.
Yeah. It just wasn't, she got the rose, which I'm not entirely shocked, because I think there's a lot of other women that he can send home. So I'm not shocked she got the rose, and she's a beautiful woman. I mean, I think she is so small compared to him, man. She is so petite, and he is just such a giant human being. But she is a pretty girl, and I just don't see it. I think she's got another week in her, maybe two, but
yeah, for some reason I still see her going far.
We're already,
where are we at nine?
Yeah, we're already in the final nine. So basically,
she gets top four or five, though. I'm gonna say that.
I don't think she makes hometowns. No way. Ooh. She makes hometowns. She makes hometowns.
Her stories were beautiful tonight.
Her stories were. I just didn't see the way Clayton lights up with the other women, but.
Is there a stylist on the show by chance? Because Jesus Christ.
He tells the stylist before. That's how everybody does. Okay. You tell the stylist what you're into, what you like, then he gets multiple clothes and you pick.
He's wearing these big ass wool. It's either a hoodie under a blazer. And don't get me wrong, rough. I'm not hating hoodies.
Right.
But tonight he's wearing big ass thick wool. Sweater underneath the blazer. Come on, man.
I just also feel like the reason, that would be okay to wear normally, but the thing is these women are dressed in these gowns.
Yeah,
they look incredible, and then you're in that's I think the difference.
And I understand it being a little bigger of a gentleman. It's hard to find. I'm sure it's not easy for him to find clothes.
Monster. You rarely he wears a shirt, but he's so big that it doesn't look great. You know what I mean? Because it's he's got huge shoulders, very broad shoulders.
That's why I don't wear t-shirts. They look horrible on me.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, you talked about that. Yeah. So, I know a lot of people are giving him shit for his style throughout the season, but it's not that bad, guys. It's not that bad.
Some of the outfits. You know what he's wearing every day, Dave. He's wearing Martha Vineyard shorts.
But what is he supposed to? Guys can't get too freaking...
And a Tommy Bahama button.
But guys can't get that creative. We really can't. Oh, yes, especially on that show.
Maybe not.
Especially on that show. Bro, if you showed up, say you're the Bachelor, the clothes you would wear, you would get dragged for some of those patterns and shit, just because people want you. Let's put it this way. You can't fucking win. You know what I mean? You can't win.
I got dragged
all the time for all my graphic shit that I wear, because I love wearing patterns and shit. And I got dragged all the time for that. So you can, no matter what you wear.
You can make some bland stuff look swaggy, though.
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard. So my point is, give Clayton a break here with the style, guys. Okay? Jeesh.
All right, to the cocktail party.
So let's get into this, because this is where how weird is this?
Yeah, we're going from a one-on-one to a cocktail party.
I know. Yeah. So this is episode five, and I don't think in all the past seasons I've watched, my jaw has dropped more times in these five episodes than I think collectively over the last few years, because it was multiple times things Shanae would say where my jaw would just drop me no fucking way. And I don't believe in them hiring, how it's always it's a hired plant. It's a plant by the producers. This is the first time I've ever been holy shit, is this girl a fucking plant? Because I don't actually believe that, but I could see why people think that, because she has said everything wrong. The producers want you to say, she has fucking said.
We haven't had someone like this pretty much since that Queen Victoria, right? Or Victoria?
Because that was last season. But
no, not who?
Victoria Larson?
Yeah.
That was Matt's season. That was last season. Yeah. But
She
wasn't even this bad, man. Not even close. Not even close to this bad.
Not personally attacked, what she's doing.
Oh, just
what
Shanae's doing. The way Shanae, so let's get into this cocktail party. So when she was chatting.
Well, it's kind of weird.
Apologizing, right?
At first, he pulls the winning team aside to open the cocktail party. Mm-hmm. Because he's he's not seeing any of this.
Right.
Obviously.
But now it is on Clayton's fucking shoulders, because they have tried. They have tried to tell him before. You can say he wasn't seeing the ITNs, he wasn't in the interviews, he wasn't blah, blah, blah. The multiple women fucking have tried to tell this man Shanae is horrible. And he did take this one to heart and he sat her down. And the editing was super weird on this conversation because he kept, you know, asking like, are you apologetic, right? Are you apologetic with throwing the trophy? Are you apologetic with how you've acted around the women? And the way it was kind of chopped up, it was weird. Like, I think she said yes, but it didn't look like they edited it. So it was like super dramatic and she didn't answer the question and everything.
Well, she hasn't answered any question this whole season from anybody.
Yeah. Well, but I do think she said, yes, I'm apologetic, but then they edited that out. You know what I mean? Like, listen, they're editing her to be horrible, but she is also being not doing herself any favors.
I mean, she even went into that conversation with Clayton saying she will openly says she will ruin a cocktail party if it, if it gets her ahead.
And she did. I mean, she didn't this time. So listen, she goes in, right? She got the tears turned on. She's apologizing to the girls.
Well, that apology to him was horrible.
Horrible. But the apology to the girls, I thought was like, oh, I literally was like, oh, she is apologetic. She is being genuine. And I'm like, wow, the girls, you know, multiple girls are like, we accept your apology, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, boom, just fucking kidding. Got your ass. Played you. I'm not sorry at all. It's so hard to say sorry when I'm not sorry. She was saying all this to the camera and I'm just like, my jaw dropped, man. It's crazy, man. What is she thinking? Like, has she never watched a show before?
I don't know. I've never seen anything like this. So
I've never seen anything like it. Like, she straight up is telling the camera, I am lying to the women. I am lying to Clayton. I am just here to get roses and make it as far as possible. And it's not doing her any favors. Like, what does she think she's doing?
She flipped off the waterworks from crying to them right back to Clayton. I apologize and all giggly.
All giggly, yeah. And then she and falls then
her,
for it, man.
Her words, like in her ITM, is ITM, right?
Yeah.
Like, what'd she say? She's not sorry.
Yeah.
She's not sorry, hoes. Like,
yeah,
what?
I'm sorry, hoes. Yeah. It's crazy, man. It's just like everything she says. And I'm so obviously I've been in that situation and I know the producer behind that camera. Yes, of course, egging her on. And I think Shanae loves that she can make the producers laugh and she can make the producers happy because I know that producer is sitting behind the camera dying at all those jokes, which is her job. Like, I think the producer in the back of her head was probably like, oh man, you're going to get murdered for this, but it's funny. And so it's just like, I think she doesn't even need egg on that much. I think it's just like you laugh at one of her jokes and then she just runs with it. And I just know that's what's happening. And thing is, I don't think she regrets any of this, man, with her TikToks and her stories and her fucking posts that she's doing. She did a Shrimpgate reel on Instagram. Like, she doesn't, she's not apologetic at all. She doesn't care.
No.
It's crazy.
This that tell all or whatever, that's going to be a fun one.
That's going to be a good episode. That might be a pretty high rated episode. but yeah, she tricks him. He gives her a fucking rose.
And did you see the ladies' faces?
Yeah. Rachel's face? Dude, I want to just like take a picture of Rachel's face. Is brutal,
just
man.
Jaw dropped. Like, and then
that's
funny.
How I was.
Could you notice, like, too, in the background, because they kind of blur out the contestants in the background when he's giving her, you could see their, like,
just
their
and he has to see that, right? Like, it's crazy to me, man. There's you can give him excuse in past episodes, but this episode, like, this is on him. He can't back down from this.
And
like,
even at one point, I can't remember at what point in the show it was, but I think it might have been after Gabby's one-on-one, but like, it was Gabby, Rachel, and Susie were talking, like, on a balcony. And I think it was Susie that said, she's like, I don't know how serious I'll be able to take my relationship with him if Shanae stays. I think this is before they go into the
2-on-1.
The 2-on-1.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, that's so true. It's like, because he needs to be accountable here.
Yeah. So who all went home? Sierra?
Sierra, Jill, and Lindsay W.
Jill and Lindsay, yep. So Shanae, she's sitting there with the rose. She's like, I got to send another 3 bitches home or whatever she said. Like, yeah. Just fucking insane, man. Just watching this, like.
And then she's like, who's next? Like,
yeah, exactly. Dude, it's crazy. And it's working, man. It's working. Like, her strategy going in is a terrible strategy, but she's playing it perfectly.
You think
she's doing exactly what she came in to do.
So there is like, because they've been teasing that Games of Roses, they have a player in the, is it Shanae?
Do you think it's Shanae? If so, they should never give advice.
I don't know. Like,
if it is them, like, I love getting, you know, GOR, but if they give Shanae this playbook, they should never, they should burn this playbook.
Shanae, their chess piece.
Like, never be able to do it again. Because it's like, I don't think she's going to get invited to Paradise. First of all, I don't think she's going to win Clayton's heart. But I don't think she's going to invite. I think it's too much. I don't think too much drama, too much. She's gone too far, in my opinion.
Yeah, but they've had Demi down there. Like, I don't know.
Demi is very different.
I know it's very different, but it's still like stirring the pot. That's what you need someone down there to do that.
Yes, man. We'll see. Man, she's going to be so hated. And she will be a major player in Paradise. She will be a major character in Paradise. She goes, and that's going to piss people off. But yeah, she makes it another week. Somehow she makes it another fucking week. So we get into the next week and they are headed to Toronto internationally to Toronto, which is like fucking 30 minutes from New York.
Yeah. From Buffalo. Outside of Buffalo.
Yeah. So not exactly. I mean, it is international technically, but, I do love the city of Toronto. Though. Yeah. It's an amazing city. It's so much fun.
Yeah, I lived there for 5 months. It's a beautiful city.
Yeah, I've been a few times. It's a great city. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Toronto's amazing, but I thought they actually were going to go overseas.
Yeah. Like, so did I
for a sec. Yeah.
It reminds me very much of New York.
Yeah, Toronto's a huge city.
It's just a big melting pot of everything, culture.
Yeah, it's an awesome city. But we start out this week with Gabby's 101, which is great. And I thought this was super interesting because Clayton admits that like Gabby was not on his radar to start, which surprises me because I thought they had a good connection earlier. But he basically said I was not interested in Gabby. But as I've gotten to know her more and seen her goofy side and her personality, I've fallen harder, you know, and now he's like, she's like right there at the top now. So that's kind of interesting. Cause that reminds me a lot of Jason. I think Jason's a good example of that. Mm-hmm. Same thing. He was so slow at the beginning, but then he had that one-on-one with Becca and I mean, shot him all the way to damn near the, you know, final three. So this is a big date for Gabby and another helicopter date, baby. Doesn't get more bachelor than that. I do love their dynamic.
Either. What? Yeah. Yeah. They didn't go very far in that helicopter either.
No. But I do love their dynamic. I think he's able to be goofy. So I do think Clayton is a bit of a mirror when it comes to these women, at least in this environment. He seems to act like the girls he's with, you know? I think he has a lot of different sides. I think he does a lot of
chameleon.
Sides. Yeah, he's a bit of a chameleon, exactly. And I think with Gabby, he's his goofiest self. And I think he likes being that person. Like, I think he enjoys that she brings that out in him and they can just laugh and giggle and have fun together. So
I feel like on every season, there's a Gabby, like Michelle season, it was Rodney, right?
Rodney.
Mm-hmm. Like there's always someone where you could just be yourself and let your guard down and kind of take a break from being that uptight lead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Because there's a lot of pressure, obviously, because the lead and you need somebody who can relieve that a little bit. And I definitely think, but I do also think, I don't see with, for me anyway, I didn't see the end of the Michelle season, but I didn't see a huge physical connection or even a big connection between Michelle and Rodney where I do hear Clayton and Gabby. I do see a connection here. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was a good date. They had fun together. They were like graffiti, you know, doing like some graffiti.
Some hockey.
Hockey. The hockey was super funny.
Eating beaver tail.
Yeah. And they got into the night portion. And so, like I said, I've known Gabby for a while and I obviously didn't know, you know, a ton about, you know, her home life and her mom. And it seemed so, sometimes people talk about, you know, the past or whatever, some hardships in their life. And not necessarily that doesn't come across genuine, but that it comes across forced, where this seemed very organic between those two. Like this, I felt like I was watching like an actual date. You know what I mean? Like, I felt like I didn't feel like this was overly produced. I don't know why. I just felt like it wasn't overly produced and it felt very real to me. And this is a conversation that, you know, you'd have on a normal date. But it hit Gabby hard, you know, and she had this one line that stuck to me, right? It was, if my mom can stop loving me, then anybody can stop loving me. And that was like a moment for me where I was like, whoa, that hit home hard. You know, it's like, damn. I understand why maybe you would feel a little insecure in relationships and be scared to receive love in a relationship, which she said she was. So that was deep to me. It hit me hard. I was like, whoa, that line was like, damn. So yeah, plane's falling for her.
What he openly said too after that day, he's this first time of him saying like love could be on the horizon and she could be his future wife. Like he said that tonight.
Yeah.
So
you're right. That's the first time he said it too. So, mm-hmm. Yeah,
anything it was to yeah. that.
Yeah. To that extent. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, he's fallen for Gabby and that was a phenomenal date in my opinion. And, she gets the rose, not shocking. And I do think she'll be around hometowns.
I think she's top
final.
Three.
Yeah. I think final three too. Yeah. So especially after this date, cause they were, mm-hmm. they had a good time together and they were vibing and had some really serious questions. I think that's also really cool is like how she can be so goofy, but then in that moment she was very like serious, you know, and was able to like maturely talk about why maybe relationships haven't worked for her in the past and things like that. Yeah. So pretty cool to see. So Gabby gets the one-on-one. Like I said, I think she's going to see her around for a while. We'll be right back. But back at the house, we read the date card for the next group date coming up. And two names are left off, Genevieve and Shanae. And instantly, you see Genevieve realize what the fuck's going on. Like yeah. you see instantly like her two face on one. Just like,
yeah,
oh.
She knew it right away.
Yeah.
I don't think
Shanae did necessarily. I think Shanae was kind of no. like.
She's like, well, yeah, what's a
yeah.
two-on-one?
What, yeah, it's a two-on-one.
The producers didn't tell her like, what it was oh. before.
And they don't. They never do, but there's always.
I know, but she's especially, a hired actress.
But especially, obviously, most women have seen the show before, so they know how it works. Yeah. The guys, half the cast sometimes has never even watched the show, but girls are a little different. I don't know how Genevieve somehow got.
I don't know how she's wrangled in this, man. I don't like know. Her a lot. Like, she's, I do too, she's a man. Good one.
I do season. Too. I don't know at what point. Like, obviously,
like why it would have been better to maybe have here.
Sierra, you know what I mean, in the 2-on-1, but she went home last week. Like, she's, I feel like she's or, just the one left who is willing and able to stand up to Shanae.
Yeah. Or like, so one woman why, who I don't understand, like, why she's, is that Mara? Like,
I don't even know who.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, she's still one of the contestants left. Like her and Sarah went at it in this next group date a little bit on the roasting.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about.
Like, pick someone who like really has no connection here,
right?
Like,
right.
To go against Shanae.
But then it's not good TV. No.
You that is
have,
true.
Yeah, you gotta yeah. have. I mean, I guarantee you that this is a producer pick right here. Like, I bet. I mean, we haven't had a 2-on-1 in a minute. It's the first 2-on-1 we've had in a few seasons, I think. So since Bennett and Noah.
Wasn't
it Noah? Yeah. That's right. Bennett and Noah on that 2-on-1.
A couple of distinguished emotional, gentlemen.
Emotional intelligent book. Yeah. Oh, fuck. That's right. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. I 2-on-1 dates are fucking stressful, man.
Yeah.
I can't imagine watching those. I had one on my season. I didn't personally, but like we did have one on our season. And they're stressful, man. So let's get into this group date though. So all the girls, but Shanae and Genevieve are on this group date. This is my nightmare. I am the worst shit talker in the world. I am the worst shit talker in the world. So this is my nightmare. I would have to have I don't remember his name. Who was the comedian? I'd have to have him write all of my jokes. I can't think.
Yeah,
I did recognize him. I did recognize him. I was like, oh yeah, he's on all the roasts, the Comedy Central roasts.
Oh,
yeah, he's like the roast guy on Comedy Central. But yeah, this is my nightmare because I'm terrible talking shit. But the girls nailed it, man. I feel like a few of them really got into it. Clayton, if we've learned anything about Clayton, whether it be in real life on social media, the man can laugh at himself. The man is very. He has a good sense of humor. I'll give him that. He has a really good sense of humor. They even took some shots at Jesse Palmer a little bit, which is funny to see. And obviously the biggest topic of conversation, Shanae. They were all just ripping on Shanae, even though she wasn't even there. But yeah, I mean, all overall, it was just a fun date. You know, I think Marlena crushed it. I feel like Marlena really got into it and she had some really funny jokes, some roasts.
Susie had a nice little, the bench warmer hitter.
Yep, the bench
Clayton, that was pretty good.
What's her name went in on it? Oh yeah, you talked to Sarah.
Sarah went
Whoa,
in
hard.
On Mara. Yeah,
Mara, like little Sarah. They were making because How old is Mara? She's not even that old, right? Like 32 or something.
34,
like,
I think.
34. Maybe. So not even that old, but in Bachelor World, super fucking old. So it's funny, like Sarah making, you know, MILF jokes or whatever she was making. Well,
and like, just she dropped the mic on like, and you're a desperate bitch. Like, or no, that's what Mara said to Sarah. Sorry, yeah. Sorry.
But that was funny. Not even a joke. She just ended it with like, you're a desperate bitch. And just walked off.
You just like, see Jesse's face was like, what?
No, but Sarah's a fucking savage. She seems so sweet. And then she had that roast and I was like, damn, she's got it in there. So, yeah, all in all, fun date. Everybody had fun. It was a fun date. And so it's always fun to like, let your walls down a little bit and, you know, and roast each other, I guess. And Clayton, especially, you know, the lead and Jesse even. So, we go into the night portion of the date and there's some good conversations had.
Susie starts it off great. I loved her little role reversal of the day date, right? Like
grab the mic.
Let me tell you what I like about you now. Yeah.
Yeah. No, she's sweet. They have a great, great, great connection. Like I said, I just see Clayton, the way he lights up with Gabby. Right now, I think it's Gabby, Susie, and Rachel.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
those three.
And I think Marlena's getting a little stiffed here.
Yeah. I thought Marlena was going to get this group date rose.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought she was going to.
Two dates in a row, she should have got. Like, she was the MVP of the Bachelor Bowl, clearly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it is kind of hard to deny, like, what, like, that him and Rachel's conversation, like, oh my gosh, she might be the winner of this. Like,
I think she might be, man. They just fit so well together and their conversations are just so authentic and easygoing. And their connection is way. I mean, she right now she's number one, and two is Gabby and Susie, and they're
two or three, whichever Susie.
Yeah, and they're pretty lower down. You know what I mean? Like, there's a huge gap between one and two right now. But their connection is just. And I like Rachel a lot. She seems she seems like a boss, and like, you know, she's a pilot and all that. So their connection is great, and it's fun to watch them together. I always like watching. You know, it's kind of awkward when you see. You know, like that Serene day. I wouldn't call it awkward, but it was like, you know, right, like. She ain't going, I don't think, to hometowns. Like, I don't see a huge connection. But when you watch him with other people with like big connections, I'm like, ah, damn, that's really good. So, but I agree, dude. Marlena, the reason I think Marlena didn't get this group date rose, man, is because I think she's going home. And he knows that. He's like, maybe she did deserve the group date rose, but like he doesn't want to keep her around for another week. I think she's going home this week. Because what, like I said, we have nine left now.
Eight or nine.
Yeah. So six are going to go to wherever we're going next.
And one's going to be Genevieve or Shanae, right?
Not necessarily. He can send them both home if he wants. It's happened before. But yeah, probably one of them stays. Maybe. I don't know, man. He might send them both home.
I see that Mara going home.
Mara's going home.
I really like Hunter a lot.
She's going home, though, I think.
She's
going
to go home here.
I think Sarah's staying. Serene, I think, could stay one more week.
I think
Serene. Or she is. She's got a rose.
Yeah, no,
that was last week. My bad. No, that was last week.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Yeah, shit.
But I think right now people going home this week are going to be, I do think Shanae's going home, guys. I don't.
I think she's really? Going to get one more week. I think she's going to, yeah.
Wow. You think she's going to get this 2-1 rose?
I think Genevieve's going home.
Wow.
Why wouldn't they keep her around at this point?
Dude, if Shanae stays
top six,
that's
going to shake the house up so much. And like, because they got to be hearing like, these girls say all this shit, like when she's gone, like they're going to keep her around. If Genevieve was the one falling on the sword and that was producer's pick, she's expendable, right?
I think they're both
in their eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think they're both going home. I think he sends them both home. It's going to be a big moment of like, you know, like his like moment of
peacocking.
I'm over it. Yeah. Oh. I'm like over this drama. I'm going home. You know, you guys going home. Like, I think it's gonna be that moment. So I think both those two girls are going home. I think
so. There'd be one more. I think it'd be Mara. I think Marlena would be here for one more week. I don't think he gets rid of Marlena this week or next.
Maybe
week.
Not. Maybe not. Maybe not. You're right. Then if that's true, she should have got the group date. I mean, Rachel ended up getting it, and I get
Rachel's
that.
So safe.
Incredible. Yes, like, so safe. Exactly. So I'm shocked Marlena didn't get this group date rose. You're right. 2 weeks in a row, she should have got it. So I feel for her. I think she's getting a little frustrated too. But it is what it is. And so we go into this group or 2-on-1.
Pick your fighter. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Pick your fighter. They're going to Niagara Falls, which actually is awesome. I've never been. I would like to go to Niagara Falls at some point. But we'll see, man. I think they're both going home. It obviously to be continued. very dramatic to be continued at the end of this episode. But we'll see, man. We'll see. I think they're both going home. The preview for next week looked crazy, man.
Well, it looks like it's the rest of the season.
Yeah. So many. Every girl is crying, dude. Every fucking one is crying. It's crazy. And I don't know how, dude, I like Clayton. And then I think he's done a very good job on social media. I think the apology he put out last week was dumb. Like, yeah, I don't think he needed to do it. Like, dude, we understand, man. Like, I think he's having a very hard time with the hate he's getting. I don't think he's ever gotten hate in his entire life. And he's about to get so much more hate. Like, oh my God. The I love you to three women, sleeping with multiple women, and telling he's about to be hated, really, honestly. So it's going to be interesting to see how he handles social media and what comes after this. But I like the guy. I like the guy.
Him a lot. I think he's crushing it. Like,
I think he's doing okay time as Bachelor. But I think the way he's playing social media is he's doing, other than that note he wrote last week or whatever, the apology to the fans for keeping Shanae around, yet he does it again. Like, he should have saved that letter for when he actually leaves.
So like, we'll get another PR apology. Yeah, we're going to get tomorrow. Another
apology. I just thought that was ridiculous. But other than that, like, I think he's done a good job of being self-deprecating online. I think he's done a good job of tweeting, or he reposted Rodney and said Rodney for Bachelor next year, you know, like he's done a good job with that. But I think it's going to be interesting, because I think he's going to be, I mean, listen, Ben fucking Higgins was hated for saying, I love you to two girls. This man says, I love you to three and sleeps with all of them. Fuck. He's going to be hurting, man. He's going to get some hate from them Karens out there on social media. So it's going to get interesting for the guy.
To think that, how long ago is Ben Higgins now? 5 years, four years,
five or six, maybe.
And how much hate he got then?
Mm-hmm. I think it was 6 years. Yeah. 6 years ago. Because that was 4 years ago. My Bachelor was 4 years ago.
Maybe. That's next wild.
Month. Four next month. So it's about 6 years, maybe seven. So,
and just how times have changed. Yeah. Like, yeah.
He'll still get hate.
He won't get as much.
Yeah. He won't get as much hate as Ben, but he'll still get a lot of hate. He'll get a lot. And I don't want to do any spoilers, but like, I've heard some things, and it's going to be interesting to see how this season ends. It's gonna be real interesting. We'll end it on that, because
that was a good cliffhanger preview, though. Like, I'm not gonna lie.
Great. Oh, the previews have been phenomenal, because I think it is a crazy ending. You know, I don't think they have to.
And I think you can tell who the at least two out of the three girls are from the back of the looking up at the staircase.
I mean, I think we know.
It's like they're doing their own spoilers. Shit.
Yeah, I know. But I think at this point we know who the final three are, even just by connection. So,
since we are here, like. Basically, we're almost done. We're almost mm-hmm. to hometowns. Mm-hmm. Who do you have as hometowns right now? Who's your top four?
So right now I have Gabby. Well, in no particular order other than Rachel one. Rachel, Gabby, Susie. Dude, is Serene going to sneak in there? No.
Yeah, I have Serene Sarah? As my fourth.
Dude, Sarah's pretty good.
Sarah's a good one. I have Serene. For some reason, I think there's something there that... We're not seeing yet that they have some kind of connection.
Serene?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Yeah, I'm going to say Sarah, but Serene, now that I think about it, I guess just based off of like who else is there, Serene could sneak in there, but I think Sarah, final
Shanae?
Four. Can you imagine?
Can you imagine?
The last villain to go to the final four was, quote unquote, villain was Corinne in Nick's season. She made it all the way to final four. But she wasn't like this, man. Like, Shanae's another level, dude. Just her, either she's not self-aware at all, or she doesn't give fuck, man. Or she literally, this was her goal. She wanted to be this fake, like, tricked them, lied to them. I just want the rose. Fuck, man, it's crazy.
I wonder if it would have been different if Cassidy would have stuck around for her. Because it seems like she picked up that all that momentum and steam in this villain role when Cassidy was told to go home.
Maybe, but I think they actually I think Shanae still was pretty terrible at the beginning, but she didn't get as much screen time because Cassidy got it. So I think Shanae's been pretty bad beginning to now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Cassidy just took on more of the screen time when she was going through her stuff. But Cassidy's was a reality TV villain where we've said Shanae, I think, is a real life villain. So brutal.
Her socials, like even today, it's just like, fuck. Zero fucks.
Zero fucks. It's crazy.
Unless she's just saving it all for the tell-all, or maybe they're telling her not to like really address anything, which I'm sure they are.
I mean, I'm shocked they let Clayton fucking release that letter.
Because Cassie, the minute she was gone, she just been firing off for 3 weeks straight now.
Listen, it's crazy that like I wasn't allowed in Paradise. They didn't want me to talk about it. And I did, obviously. But like now they don't, either they don't give a fuck or the contestants don't give a fuck. Cause I've never seen some of these like women like this, like, I don't know the word I'm looking for, the audition for Paradise. Like they're social, like Elizabeth was doing fucking photo shoots with roses and stuff. Same like she was the Bachelorette.
Haley was a night oneer and she's been like talking, campaigning for Paradise this whole time.
Cassidy literally, I think it was Cassidy, literally put on her Instagram, because I got tagged in it, on her story, like, who would I?
Oh, who she date or whatever?
In Paradise.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, what the audacity, man. I like Cassidy, don't get me wrong, but man, ballsy chicks around here, man. They really want that Paradise. I've never seen women or men like audition like this, man. Whew, it's crazy. But all right, cool. Well, I'm excited, man. I haven't looked forward to an episode in a while, and this 2-on-1 is going to be crazy. So we'll see y'all next week, because it's going to be good. Yeah, we'll see y'all next week. Thanks for listening. Comment, subscribe, like, all that good stuff. And we'll see you next week.
Behind the Rose is recorded live at the world famous Grizzly Rose, or wherever we happen to be. Be sure to go check out our Instagram at Behind the Rose Podcast and follow us so you always know when we drop a new episode. And give us all 5 of those stars. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time, Behind the Rose.